I wanted to ask you about that article because I want to present that to my students.
What article?
The one about men and women think differently.
What about it?
Well, you're successfully married.
Really?
as opposed to me, who is unsuccessfully married, because I'm not married anymore.
Right. Right.
What's your take on that?
About the fact that men and women think differently?
Yeah. Or the particular aspect of that article was that men tend to think about single things, and that women tend to multitask.
I think I can relate with that because when I'm doing something on the computer or reading something and my wife is saying something, then I may pretend to listen and understand what was just spoken, but
you may pretend, but
yeah, or I may have to stop what I'm doing and completely focus my attention. But maybe that's not a proper example. I think that applies to both sexes, that kind of example, right? If someone's talking to you, then it's depending on the task that you're doing, you know, if you're maybe reading a news article, you can't really read and listen attentively to someone asking you a question at the same time.
I kind of think so too, you know. I'm not really even sure that when you look at the word multitask, that sounds so much there's it's almost like how can I say that the word multitask itself sounds so much more powerful than single tasking. There's a natural sort of a tendency to think, oh, if you're a multitasker, that's a good thing, and if you're only focused on one thing, that's a bad thing. But just to take your example about how listening to a person, if that article is true and a woman really does tend to be a multitasker, that means that she's not, even if she was listening and that article is true, if she was listening to her natural degree of multitasking style, she's not going to give you her full attention. Whereas a man will give you his full attention as long as that's what he's giving his attention to.
That's a good point.
I think like you are, I think, sort of alluding to it. It's really not something specific to sexes. I think it's more specific to individuals. But that's just me. That's my feeling. That article was saying there's some science, there's some data to it. I just wanted to get a different take on it because I wasn't quite sure about the whole article myself.
I don't know. The article didn't really say enough. It started with the example of a shopping list. You know, you go buy milk.
Right.
The man just buys the milk and nothing else that's on the list. And then the woman buys other stuff. Is that a sign of women multitasking and thinking of various things at once? Or could that be a sign of distraction
while
walking
really
through
good
the
point.
Aisles?
That's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. And is it necessarily a good thing? I mean, if your wife says, honey, can you go get some milk? And you go get milk, is that a bad thing? I mean, especially too, if you go, you get milk, you get it done in 5 minutes. And then if your wife, if the article is true, your wife goes to go get milk and then she spends 45 minutes at the supermarket getting onions and potatoes and everything else. And she was expected to be back for whatever appointment. And she takes 45 minutes, you know, is that necessarily a good thing? I don't know, though, you know, like...